So those are ideas. But we also have practices. And again, not just complex techniques, but practices that are tried and tested and really work. The mindfulness of breathing, the metta bhavana, body scans, just sitting. And it's easy to forget just how revolutionary these things are. I remember part of the reason I'm a Buddhist is because I did sort of wash up at the Buddhist Centre, the South London Buddhist Centre. It's Amarapushpa, who's here. And I remember my first Buddhist class, and we did the metta bhavana. And I just thought, how amazing. How amazing that this somewhat disparate group of people have come into this room and instead of, you know, backbiting or gossiping or going down the pub or just watching endless television, actually what they're doing is that they're cultivating loving kindness. And it's possible. I remember this. It's possible to cultivate loving kindness. I always thought before that somehow you were born with a certain quota. You know, you were either a loving person or a bit greedy and selfish, and that was it. You know, that's the way God created you. But actually, no, it's much, much more than that. You can cultivate loving kindness. I was listening to another of Bhante's talks called The Fields of Creativity. And in the Fields of Creativity, which he gave him the LBC in 2002, he talks about not just meditation as a field of creativity, but also the practice of the arts and spiritual friendship as a creative practices. So we have the practice of the arts. And I think this is very important because we don't have to then sever ourselves from our own culture. We don't have to pretend we're Tibetan. I don't want to be a Tibetan. I don't want to be a Sri Lankan. I don't want to be Japanese. I want to be who I am. I want to be a Buddhist. And I want to use what's in my culture to actually deepen my understanding of the way things are. And I think one of the things that Bhante's done is he's given us permission to do that. He's given us permission to go see a film, walk around an art gallery, read poetry, and think that we are speaking the Dharma. We are listening to the Dharma. We can use what's best in our culture to further our practice of the Dharma. And he also talks about spiritual friendship. And I think if there was anything that I could really see standing out as a transformational force in my life, it is deepening communication with not just my teachers, but also my friends. Friendship in terms of a continuing creative act. And I feel so lucky. I feel so lucky to have friends because it's so rare in modern society to have that forum, to have that field of creativity. And I think there's so much in modern society that works against the practice of friendship. I think just looking at my family, I think the things that tend to work against their practice of friendship are their long working hours and the demands of the nuclear family. And I've watched how my brothers and friends of mine, you know, they start off with good close friends in university and school. And then I can just see it sort of sliding away because they work so hard. Their work involves a lot of travel as well. And then they've got their nuclear family, you know, their kids. And particularly my brothers are very, very good, impressive, ethical, upstanding young men. And I can see that they end up having to put all their energy into their children because they're working so hard, they have very limited time. And of course, it's going to go towards their children and their wives, and so it should. But what that does mean is that friendship becomes much harder in those conditions. And people often have very underdeveloped friendships. And it means also that more and more emotional demands are placed on sexual relationships. And that's not healthy for those relationships themselves. We all need friends. We all need something broader than just our partner. And if we don't have that broader context, well, of course, you know, it's going to put so much pressure onto this one person who's got to be everything to you. And it ends up being this sort of scenario of just you, your partner, and against the world. So, yes, so friendship is very, very important as a practice. And a very, very effective practice. I mean, in my case, I would say the most effective practice in my life. I wouldn't be half the person that I am now without my friends in the Sangha.